Hi, I'm Ellie, and I've spent the last 10 years hoovering up pretty much anything that promises me enlightenment or inner peace. I love the esoteric, the mystical, and most recently, the physical practices that bring me into altered states of consciousness and allow me to experience shifts in the way I feel. What I also love is to share these discoveries with others. So I thought it would be fun to put together a collection of some of my favorite practices and have experts in those fields explain these to you simply and coherently so that you can decide which ones resonate with you. But let me give you one big clue. All roads lead back to home. And that feeling of bliss that you so deeply desire lives right inside of you. This week, we're going to be diving deep into sound healing. We're going to learn all about quantum alchemy crystal singing bowls and how they work with the body. We'll be speaking to my sound healing teacher. She's also a Reiki master, an energy worker. She spends large amounts of the year in self-study, and she is a fount of wisdom and compassion, and I know you are going to love her. So welcome, Carly Grace. I have been really looking forward to this conversation with you. Sound healing has been like coming home in a way, because for me, it fuses together my love of music. I've always loved music. I've always worked with music, but it also brings in my connection to the divine. My first ever sound healing was with you. Every time I sit with you, whether it's personally or in the context of a teaching or a sound healing, I feel all warm and smushy in my soul. So I just know that your words today will be so soothing and inspiring to everybody who listens. So welcome, my love. Welcome.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Just so that we can get to know you a little bit better, and because I think it's expansive for people to hear a story, because so many people listening to this will be at the beginning of their journeys. And it would be really helpful if we could hear your journey of how you came into sound.
Yeah, so I'm just journeying back into it myself right now. So I was working in London with a group called the London College of Spirituality, which was founded by a gentleman called Vaz Sriharan. And we would have guest speakers come from all around the world sharing their love, their passion connected to spirituality. And on this one particular week, we had Yantara Jiro, who you know very well and have done your recordings with and your trainings with. And he arrived, as soon as he arrived, I was already touched by something, just the way he moved, the way he spoke. And back then, so this would have been in 2011, so sound healing was not so common. I feel like now many more are open to meditation, to sound healing, but back then I had certainly never experienced anything like that before. And I'd just come back from an incredible trip in India, which had completely opened me, and I was really hungry, I guess, for deepening, for exploration of consciousness. And so on cue, in comes Yantara to my life. And as soon as he stood up and he started talking and talking about sound and vibration, I could already feel that my whole body, my whole presence had become totally alive. And as he began to play the bowls and play these exquisite ethereal sounds, which the bowls are, that are such a sound that's outside of our day-to-day hearing, I already was completely enchanted by the sound. And as I became enchanted, my mind stopped. I believe this is what happened. And as this happened, I came into contact with a deeper essence. And as the sounds continued to play, I became fully aware of every part of my body moving, breathing. I was aware like we are a vibration, and every part of me felt touched. And as I sat there and he continued to play, I was really in a space and a state that I had never experienced before, and so quick and so immediate. And at the end of these gatherings, I would get up on the stage and say, you know, thanks so much for coming, and do a closing meditation. And I was so completely immersed in this deepening of experience that I couldn't even move one finger, let alone get up. And I was aware that everyone around me was beginning to move. And I just thought, no, I can't. I'm just completely here in this experience. So anyway, that was the beginning of something quite incredible. And at the end, I came home and I remember it still now to this day. I sat in my bedroom. I had a skylight above my head in the bedroom I was staying in. And I just sat really, really still for quite some time. And I was almost looking at my physical body in a new way, like something had really been touched on a deeper level. And from then, I guess a doorway had somehow already opened. But it's incredible how when we have these experiences, as profound as they can be, that we can just tuck them away. You know, like the next morning, there's lots of emails to reply to. We're busy. So that kind of just got put to one side. And I think probably a year went by, at least a year. And then slowly, slowly sound kept getting mentioned again, like sound healing. And after some time, I would say at least a year, then my partner at the time, he bought me two crystal bowls for Christmas. And I remember still to this day, like screaming, like really just so happy that these bowls, these beings had arrived in my life. And that was the beginning of me sharing.
There's something about those bowls, and I've witnessed this so many times where somebody sets eyes on them and is just immediately so deeply in love with the bowls and so, as you say, enchanted. And I really see people who feel like immediately compelled to share sound healing. It must be a calling. And I've seen the same with cacao, actually, both of those modalities where you have people who just know in their hearts, this is something I'm supposed to be doing.
Mm-hmm. And it's so beautiful when you see someone come to you with that look in their eyes, that they're completely wide open, and you can almost see their spirit, their soul just singing out of their eyes, and one time of hearing it is enough. And then also for others, they may come a few times and then they realize, oh, actually, maybe they had never even thought that they could share something like this. And then slowly, as the sound deepens in them, it's like something continues to open. So we all have such a unique experience, but it's that's one of the gifts of both the cacao and the sound, that anyone can come and experience it. You don't have to be spiritual or have done meditation. There's nothing you need to do. You just come, you lay down or whatever it is with the cacao, and you receive. And this, it's just allowing and opening is already so much of the gift of the sound.
You always say this in your sessions. You always give people permission to receive, and you say there's nothing you need to do. You don't need to focus on this. You don't need to conjure up a healing, which so often when we go to any kind of a healing session, we will lie there. Our mind starts to say, if I focus on this, the healing will be more profound. And you always say, and I learned this from you, and I always say it now, is you don't need to do anything except receive. Just give yourself full permission now to relax and to receive. And you just see people just visibly relax when you say that, because it's so rare that we're given permission to just lie back and receive.
This dance of holding a conscious presence and intention, and yet always handing it over and knowing that something so much bigger than us is what is leading this. And when we can come together in this way of how to even say it, of offering up the experience and asking for the highest resolution in that moment, but also offering up what that might be, and utilizing the bowls, utilizing our presence, utilizing our coming together in prayer, is where I would always experience the greatest shifts. Because someone may come to me and they may be experiencing cancer, and of course they don't want, why is this happening? And they want to feel better. And the human part of me, or the compassion, is like, I just want to do whatever I can, but can I even come into more of a spaciousness? Can I come into just a meeting of this moment and knowing that something far bigger is happening here. And so in the sessions, I would utilize intention perhaps in a very light way of like a prayer that whatever has brought us together, this great force that's brought us together, may it be utilized for the highest to be so. And then this would give me full permission to completely step out of the way and to be a spacious, open, loving presence for then the bowls to share, the energy to come, the words to come. And yeah, so it's like a dance, I feel, with intention is also keeping it quite open.
The way you're speaking about intention and stepping out of the way, you're allowing yourself to become a vessel, a channel for something to work through you using the bowls. It's like a divine energy expressing itself through you and through the bowls. And this is a theme that keeps coming up. We had a very similar conversation about plant medicine yesterday, where it's just about offering yourself in service to something far greater than ourselves. And actually, this does lead me on to a question, because I know that you've worked with so many different modalities. You're a Reiki master. I did my Reiki masters with you, and you work with lots of different energies. And yet sound healing seems to have always called you back. You could have gone so many different paths, and yet you came to sound healing. And I feel like there must have been a surrendering on your part of, show me how I can be of the highest service. And it's just about allowing something to work through you and stepping out of the way.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And sometimes it's like, at the moment, as you said earlier, there's such a big calling now for sound healing, for breath work. And I feel this is meeting a call from us as a collective to come into presence, to come into grounded connection to the moment, and to come home to ourselves, to come into a deeper space of understanding, a deeper sense of being. And so these modalities are coming forward in great amounts now to meet this inner calling, and many are being called, as you said, to the sound healing, to the cacao. And this started, as I said, maybe 9 years ago now, and I had never even heard of sound healing. It's not like I could have even thought that I'm now going to do sound healing, because I didn't even know what it was. It somehow just arrived, and I found continuously it was, first of all, an utmost, it was just a joy. Like, also I feel that so much with you with the bowls. Like, it's just such a joy to be in the sharing of the sound, and for myself, I really enjoy providing spaces where people can come into rest and come into peace. And these are just perfect vehicles in a way to allow us to come together, but to come together where we don't feel we need to be speaking or talking. We are coming together and we're resting together in silence, in presence, in being. All of these things that we've come away so much from ourselves every time there's been this kind of this pattern, in a way, to always be outside of ourselves and doing and achieving, sorry, my throat, and being much more in the masculine way. And you can feel this yearning to really come back into listening, to come back into just simply being. And the bowls have been a vehicle for me to share that joy and that peace. There's many reasons I feel I return to it as well. I think when we have something that we love, it's just a joy. It's like we get up. It's not like we're forcing ourselves to do something. Oh, I need to do this today. It's like you just want to do it anyway. It's nourishing something on a deeper level. So it just becomes a natural, consistent returning. It's a space to come back to nourish your heart, to come into presence, to ground, to rest, actually.
And actually, if I close my eyes and tune into what it is that's so alluring about playing with bowls and how that differs to other modalities, I suppose energetically what comes to me is when you're working with a practice like breathwork, it's very much an embarking upon a practice. And it does always resistance with me with breathwork because it takes effort, but it's just an extreme bliss. You feel extreme bliss. And then with cacao, it's so much about I'm here to serve. It's again, it's like a completely different energy where you're working with plant medicine, you're communing with an entity. And then with sound healing, it's just pure delight and magic. And it's just pure enjoyment and co-creation with the bowls.
Totally. And I feel like there's been this, I know for myself, when I was first on the journey, there would be this call for bigger experiences, and that definitely happens with sound, like profound shifts happen, but more and more coming into this simplicity and this rest and this non-doing, just you're completely there, you're in the moment and the mind drops away, you're completely present, and there's just this divine essence that just unfolds, as you said, and through that is a complete co-creation with the moment. It's such a listening when you play the bowls. There's a sound that's coming, but really it's a listening to the room. It's listening to how the bowls are responding to the moment, to the bodies, to the space that we're in, and every time it's completely different. So as we rest and we come into this presence together, we're becoming completely aware of the multitude of possibilities that are available in that moment through that deeper listening and that deeper awareness together. And somehow when we come together in that and we rest into that, it's like whoever is playing the bowls, if they're also driving the moment. So if there's this deep presence, this deep listening, this deep allowing, somehow everyone's bodies in the room feels that. The sound then becomes a vehicle to express in a way that acceptance of what is, this presence of being completely with them, this feeling of love, of openness. And you can feel in the room there's this moment where we'll tangibly shift from everyone arriving in their minds in the busyness of the day to just simply resting into that moment, and you feel it, the whole room feels that. And it's like a collective, like, and we're just here together, we're in this field of presence. And from there, it's like the consciousness is already working in a way that is so mysterious, it cannot even be worked out through the mind. And the body is so incredibly intelligent. It knows exactly what it needs to come into balance, but we don't often create the right environment or the right space for that to be. So in this moment, the body is already just naturally coming into a harmony. Our hearts are resting. The mind has relaxed. It's settled into the moment. And this unknown mystery is bathing us, is blessing us. And this is such a joy and such a blessing to witness and to experience together. And then when we come back into life, we're coming back into life from a different place. We're coming back from a place of presence. We feel grounded. We feel connected to ourselves. And so the same challenges are happening, the same problem with the boyfriend, the same problem with the mom, dad, whatever it might be. But we respond to it from a different place, from a softer place, from a gentleness. And these little moments in life where we shift the way we're responding, it's a great power is returning, a great sense of safety inside of ourselves, actually a great trust in something bigger. So the more we can create these spaces and allow us to come into communion and in harmony with that, then we can pierce that into our dynamic and our moving life. And that is my passion of sharing the bowls, which I think you can probably hear when I'm sharing it.
If we can create these moments to keep coming back to that place of presence and to be in the heart, how that has an effect on our day-to-day life. And this is the whole reason why I'm doing this podcast series, is because if we can create time every day to connect in to it. And that it has many different words. And there are so many different paths to that space. And we've discussed this, and I'd love to hear more about, when did you begin to weave your voice in with sound healing? Has that always been the case? How have you seen that journey with your voice?
Wow, okay. Yeah, wow, thanks so much for bringing it all forward. You know, I haven't actually been singing with the bowls for quite some time. And as you know, as I've shared with you many, many times before, like, it seems to be that a dharma is coming through sound and through my voice, and yet it has been my greatest, greatest challenge. And I always find it so difficult to speak up or to share or to talk. Even at the beginning of this interview, you may have noticed like I was a little bit shaky. Then when something opens, it just comes, and then it's something bigger than me, and I can give myself to that. And the same with the sound healing, with the voice. At some point, it became clear that the same as you've just expressed, that a sound was wanting to come, and we would have sometimes, I don't know, 30, 40 people in the room coming to receive for the sound healing. And these sounds would just start to appear in my throat. And I became very aware without any logical understanding in my mind. But I knew that if I let this sound come, that the room will go into a deeper space of relaxation. So that nervousness of it, feeling it coming up, it's so much bigger than me feeling this rise of expression. But then as it came, and it's so beautiful that you said I've got a lovely voice. I actually cannot sing very well at all. If I try and sing along to the radio, I would actually say I'm tone deaf. But when these sounds would come, it's almost like I would also hear it and think, oh my gosh, has that just come out of me, like these angelic expressions, or sometimes these quite deep, more grounding sounds. And yeah, in terms of allowing it to come, it was always such a journey. As we'd be driving towards the sound bath, I would always know that these sounds would most likely come, and I would always get an Uber because I'd be traveling across London, and I would always say to the Uber driver, I'm so sorry, but I'm having all these throat problems. Do you mind if I just tone for the next hour? And God bless these Uber drivers. They would just always say, okay, I'll turn the radio off and either join in with me or let me just do this weird toning. And I'd always be trying to loosen up my voice, but it would always contract, even just thinking about it. But as soon as this feeling of like, this is something that's bigger than, it's not about me right now. This sound, for whatever reason, is wanting to come. I can't even understand it. So just let yourself move out of the way. And at first it may not come out perfect, but it started to just come. And many would say, oh, when the sounds came, it was so incredible. I had a memory of when I was two and I felt this release in my leg, or tears came in my eyes. And I think also what was very beautiful is people could feel that maybe to sing was not natural, but it was almost a completely giving myself into that sound, like completely offering up this moment to the sound. And so within it, it wasn't like a performance or trying to add in some beautiful sound with the bowl. It was just an energy that was wanting to express, and that energy was felt somehow. And for this, I would say, it's just somehow, it's just letting it come. You know, if it doesn't sound perfect, if it doesn't sound pretty, it doesn't matter. It's coming from that genuine rising in you to share, and it's coming from a deeper place. So the first few notes or the first few sounds, even if it sounds strange, it's not about that. It's more that it's coming from that place of service, of offering, of authenticity, and that's what people feel and are touched by. And I know you, and I know that many listening and probably also may have experienced their own version of wanting to bring their voice forward, because it's something that is so completely alive in the collective right now. And I wish I could say something that just gave some perfect solution, but just go for it, you know, just really just somehow just let that first sound come, and it's like the first moment it's released, the rest just follows on from that. I believe in you, all of you who are listening. I know it, and I know the journey. I know, and of course, there's practical things we can do, like toning in an Uber on the way to the place, or deep breathing is really helpful, taking beautiful big breaths, and having practicing in terms of singing in the shower, opening up your voice, or singing in your own space, so you get to learn your own edges and you become more confident in your own space. And yet there is a beauty when you're in service, like something can sometimes just come through in a way that's so mysterious.
I'm becoming more and more convinced that as a collective, we are experiencing on this planet a movement of energy, like an ascension up into our throats, where we are all being called to almost surrender our voices and our throats over to a higher frequency, to words of love, to a much simpler language, even to communicating without words.
Sound is, it's beyond the mind, so everyone can connect to it. And when there's sound and it's connected to from a place of love, but speaking a succession of sounds or tones, and just allowing what comes, not making it a formed language, just allowing the sounds to express, and yet it's coming from a place that's beyond our mind, and yet we somehow understand that, and we can feel each other, and we can connect to each other from that deeper sense of being. And this is why music, this is why sound, all of these things are becoming on the uprise, because we're yearning to go beyond these limited contractions that our mind and our conditioning have held us in, and to open up into what is really our potential. And things like sound and singing and coming together, then we feel this connection. We feel this connection to ourselves, to each other, to something far deeper and far bigger. That there's a just a tangible feeling to presence, to love, to openness, to this deeper sense of consciousness. And this is a in a way, our voices and singing and sound are all very quick tools to connect deeply into that sense of being.
Even on a very human level, we can recognize that sound is a universal language that everybody can connect with. And music has the ability to move even the most closed of hearts. I think it's worth contemplating. Well, why is that? And if you just start to allow something to unfold in your mind, so through contemplation, which I'm such a fan of that practice of contemplation, you do start to sort of understand the vastness that lies behind the mechanics of music and sound.
And it's so beautiful, because I feel like even though I've been playing the bowls for all this time, these however many years, and then or playing with sound, it's like we're babies. We're really just, I don't think we can even understand. It's so beyond what the mind can comprehend with all of these explorations. But I don't even know why I started going into that, but it is, it's just so this vastness, I think, was the word that struck. It's like we're all exploring, but it's just, I think there's so many ideas are coming forward, and yet it's such a mystery still. It's such a mystery, and that's something that's so beautiful about it. And some people say, oh, you know, and what about sound healing and da-da-da, and I can give you, sometimes I say I can sit here and I can talk about it for a long time, but how about just, how do you feel afterwards? How do you feel in your body? How do you feel right now? How do you feel connected to yourself? And this is what we come back to. It's like, if you feel good and you feel a sense of spaciousness, of openness, of allowing, and you can bring that into your day-to-day life, into your family, into your home. This is what we come back to, because otherwise we can also get lost into so many different ideas, but just bringing it back to the simplicity of how you know you feel afterwards, and letting and allowing the experience within that, the opportunity of coming into the moment of the sound to then inform your day-to-day movements. So it's like we're doing these practices. Yes, they feel so blissful and they can feel so beautiful. And that's beautiful for us to have a rest. But then how are we bringing that into our day-to-day life? It's not just like an escapism or something. It's beautiful to zone out, but bringing that energy, then that connection, that opening then informs every part of our day. And that's also what we do these things for.
This has come up in other interviews, the need for integration and embodiment of these practices and these teachings and learnings into our everyday life, because there will be so many wisdoms and revelations that flower within us as we commit to a spiritual practice of some kind. And as you say, it's about how that looks in day-to-day life. How can we allow those to embed themselves, and how can we begin to embody those so that we can find a state of grace and bliss in our day-to-day life as we walk around, as we wash the dishes, and most importantly, how do we bring that into relationship with mm-hmm. each other?
Mm-hmm. And this is a big calling, right? You know, there's so many changes happening. We're moving and changing at such a fast pace, and I really also can feel that we're being called for our own discernment to listen and to feel connected to ourselves and not just be pulled and washed around by what's happening in the fast-paced, changing, dynamic world. So it's like these moments of coming back in and almost drinking from this deeper place inside of ourselves, remembering and re-recognizing what's always here, this pure ground of being, then we can feel present, so we can come back into life from that place of listening, from that place of presence, of discernment. And it's a responsibility for all of us in a way right now to really show up and to receive these practices and to receive these gifts that are being given to us, so that we can really come into this into this time of change from a deeper place of presence and listening.
Absolutely. And believe me, your words alone will be an activation for so many people. And what we're going to do is weave into the interview a recording of you playing the bowls, which is absolutely magical, so that people can actually hear the sounds of the bowls in nature.
The recording was made in Australia, so it's got the raw sounds of nature included in it, and the whole way this recording unfolded was so beautiful. It came in as someone came and said, oh, would you like to come and do the recording, rather than me planning, or it somehow just unfolded. And we went into this beautiful house where it was recorded, and it's on a piece of land in Australia, which is not far from Mount Warning, which is where the first light across this piece of the earth is, where the first light hits the earth. And there was just a beautiful grace somehow just present as we were playing, and I could feel this gentleness and this love and this great mystery is completely weaved into the sound. So as you're listening, you may even want to just really invite that to bless you, to uplift you, to be with you and to guide whatever it is that's yearning in your heart. And please do enjoy as many times as you feel to.
Thank you so much. This has been exquisite. I know everybody will have felt so deeply moved by this conversation. So I just want to acknowledge how much I adore you. Your essence is just the most gentle and powerful and unique loving energy, and that in itself is such a service to the world. So I just wanted to acknowledge that in you and to thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Oh, thank you so much, Ellie. I'm just drinking that in. Thank you so much. And thank you also for being the one to encourage me to share. You know, I've been sharing the bowls for so long, and so many times people have asked for an interview, and it's just never ever felt right. And then I guess I just have also been hiding or something like this. And then when you asked, I was like, I cannot think of anyone more perfect than to share with you and to share, because we've been on such a journey together. We've done all of these together. So thank you so, so, so much for sharing your gift.
Wow, that was the most nourishing, illuminating conversation. And I hope you feel like you learned a little bit about how sound healing can work on the body. After this outro, I'm going to drop in Carly's sound recording, so lie back and enjoy her sounds. Next time, we're going to be interviewing Michael McPherson about how to utilize sex energy. It's really, really good, so make sure you stay tuned.